Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning. The Titans win 31-12 last night. They get their first one of the year. They are 1-3 heading into the bye week. Obviously, that's not where you want to be. It is better than the alternative of 0-4 heading into the bye week. We talked about this yesterday, Joe. Can you imagine losing back-to-back weeks to Malik Willis and then to Tyler Huntley and being 0-4 heading into the bye with 2 weeks to sit there and marinate on that? Would have been really fun. So Titans avoid that. Huntley was truly horrendous last night, and the Titans get the 30 points for the first time since December of 2021. Doesn't feel like they did last night, but they did. 31 points.
Incredible. Actually, maybe a fitting way to get 30.
It kind of is.
In a game that felt like they got 12, but they got 30.
Had a lot of field goals. Safety
Nick Folk
in the
was,
game.
Nick Folk was great,
Nick
by
Folk
the way.
Was great last night. I mean, in all seriousness, the kicking carousel that went on around here for a few years, Folk's been fantastic since he's come in.
Like, I don't know how many more years he has, but
he's
elite.
That 53-yarder, the first one last night, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to have the leg, and he destroyed it. Yeah. Like, it was perfect.
That's weird because some weirdo Boston talk radio dude said he can only get a 40-yarder last year. Good source.
So congratulations to Nick Folk. Congratulations to Brian Callahan, by the way, on his first win as head coach in the National Football League. He gets that last night. And Mason Rudolph coming in after Levis gets injured on the second drive. Rudolph finishes 9 of 17 for 85 yards. So he didn't have to do a whole lot in the game. He did take care of the football. No turnovers from Mason Rudolph. Will Levis, 3 of 4 for 25 yards on the two drives that he played. The first drive ended with an interception in which he can clearly be seen coming off the field saying that he did not see the defender dropping.
Didn't need to tell us that either.
Did not need to tell us. That was pretty clear on the play and the way that it played out there. And then in drive number two, he's scrambling. He's trying to pick up the first down on third down. I think he did pick up the first down on third down, and it was marked short and then not challenged. He lands on his right shoulder, and that was all she wrote for Will Levis in the game last night. So Brian Callahan said immediately after the game that Will Levis is the quarterback, 100%. He's the quarterback if he's healthy moving forward. We've had a lot of differing takes on that. This has been one of those days where we usually try to keep up with the text line and respond as much as we can. Been difficult to do that day. We appreciate the participation. But a lot of text rolling in. We've had a lot of thoughts on both sides of it in terms of the Rudolph-Levis discussion. I'll just kind of tell you where I'm at with Will Levis right now. And this is just me. I don't think the Titans and I are necessarily on the same page here, but this is where I'm at. The leash is unbelievably short with me on him right now. It's not just the lack of production that we've seen from him when they've been in there. It's the same things that continue to happen time and time and time again that are starting to drive me nuts. We've talked all year about you have to protect the football and you have to protect yourself when you're running. And last night in two drives, he turns the football over and he hurts himself scrambling because he's diving around, landing on the shoulder. And I get it. He's trying to go for the first down. But as franchise quarterback, you have to understand that your body and taking care of your body is more important than picking up a first down in the first quarter of a football game. Like, that's what you've got to understand. And look, it's bad luck. He landed on his shoulder. He hurt himself. If he did that same play again, would he get hurt? I have no idea. But this is what happens when you start to be a little reckless with your body. And the turnovers continue to be a weekly issue. And there's some egregious turnovers that are taking place. So I've said it. Like, I'm not that far away from being out. Some of the repeated mistakes are starting to drive me nuts with Will Levis. And there needs to be improvement. There needs to be improvement in a hurry. He now has a bye week to sit back, hopefully heal up his shoulder, and learn from some of the stuff that's happened in the first 4 weeks. And if he comes out there against Indianapolis after having 2 weeks off and he continues to turn the football over at the rate he's turning over right now, I'm out. Like, there's got to be some improvement. And we have not seen any to this point. Need to start seeing it heading into game number 5 for them.
I think Caleb and Gallatin sums up my position exactly. So, yes, text line popping today, grabbing them as they fly by. Let me read Caleb and Gallatin. He says, I just don't get Levis. Last year he made some bad decisions, but he left us with good flashes, letting us think he could be a franchise guy. This year his decisions have not only been bad, but really dumb. I wasn't expecting to see him get worse, and we haven't seen many flashes like last year. I'm not completely out on him yet, but it's not trending in the right direction at all, which I do think does bring up, and look, there's no coaching blame for some of his turnovers. Like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, the hero ball stuff is clearly a problem for him. He has to get out of his game. But it is. It wasn't there last year. Not really. So why? Is it because he knows the stakes? And like, again, he got asked a question before the season. I think maybe Stilley or Paulie, one of those guys, asked him, you know, $250 million on the line here this year. Is it that? Is like trying too hard type thing? All I know is last year he pretty much played within himself and had good flashes. Agree, Caleb. And that's why they did all they did. So why this year is he so out of whack? It's like he inverted his career. Like, last year's the stuff you hope to see in year two after you figure it out a little bit.
Yeah.
This year is the stuff you expect to see right away as a rookie. Why?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know what the answer is. Now, look, this is not necessarily brand new in his game. He had some turnovers at Kentucky that were just an absolute doozy.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, it's not.
That's part of why last year, too, I'm like, okay, right. So he's kind of like gotten some of that stuff out of
right.
there.
Right. Like, it's all not right. Totally out of nowhere, but to your point, even though he threw four picks in the nine games or whatever it was last year, like, you're going to throw picks. It's not just about, you know, totally avoiding interceptions, which is not realistic in the NFL, but it's just the decision-making seems like it has regressed dramatically. And the conditions have been similar in terms of, like, the offensive line has struggled to this point, even though it seemed to get better last night.
He has better receivers.
You do have better
year.
Receivers. Like, you have a coach and a coaching staff and a scheme that is supposed to be, you know, kind of dialed into your strengths. So it is a little bit mystifying the level of regression that you've seen with his decision making and concerning.
Yeah. So I'm just throwing this out here. I don't necessarily believe this, but like, it's a different coaching staff. Like, is there something on the coaching front that is failing him right now?
Maybe. I mean, look, I don't know that I've been overly impressed with Callahan to this point. Now, I don't have any grand sweeping takeaways or judgments on him either. Like, I still think there's a lot left to be determined on him. But, like, the first game, let's go through them real quick. Miracle flip. It's hard for me to blame that on the coach. The rolling the ball on the ground to Tajay Spears.
Holy bleep roller.
Yes. It's hard for me to blame that on Tajay Spears.
Yes.
And, like, even last night, right? Like, last night, it's a fire blitz. Like, you've got the guy coming off the edge, the defender dropping. I mean, it's a very common blitz.
That's a
blitz.
Traditional pick,
right?
But yeah.
Right. It's a traditional pick. And again, I think people are making a little bit too much of the, I didn't see the guy. Like, that happens.
It's always
in
what
the
it
National
is.
Football
right?
League.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Right. Like, that happens in the National Football League. And there, Will Levis is not the first person to go to the sideline and look at the coach and be like, yeah, man, I just didn't see him. Like, that happens.
It's just that after all this other stuff, it's like,
but
oh,
that's
my
it.
God! Oh!
It's just like, it's the first drive. And we have two drives of sample size with him last night. It's right. The first drive after just turnover after turnover after turnover all year long. And it leads you to start asking the question, is this guy just an absolute turnover machine? Because if he is, you have no chance to play quarterback in the NFL if that's what you are. No chance.
For sure. We talked earlier in the season, or I brought up, like, oh, gosh, if he's going to start worrying about these turnovers, he's going to start playing too cautious. You don't want that either. That's not the problem.
That has not been the problem with him to this point. 615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot of your thoughts that we'll try to get to coming up next on the quarterback situation. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 106.3, the game.
Yeah, the first couple series, I completed some balls and I think I had one over the middle there. Felt like I was getting into a groove, and then we had a 2-minute drill before the half. Felt good, you know, missed a couple. Tyler Boyd's still running if I hit him there at the end of the first half on a third down. So that was, you know, that stunk, but I tried to execute the plan as best I can without, you know, getting the reps during the week.
That's Mason Rudolph after the game last night. Titans win 31-12 against Snoop Huntley and the Miami Dolphins. First win of the year for the Titans. Good for them.
I'm trying to think of a joke, more like Snoopy, but that just didn't really work. I'm sorry, I got a lot of puns coming on the text line. Yeah, but we're not doing it. If they lost last night, then Maddie, all of Maddie's like in the sewers for yours would be, but we're not doing it. We're not doing
we're holding
it.
Off.
Some pretty good one, though. I don't know if I like play like Feck for Beck.
No, we got to work on that one.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. Watching him play the other night, I don't know if I want. I don't know if I want to do that.
Second half.
Second half, he looked okay.
Cam Ward. Okay, no more talk.
All right, that's it.
That's it. No more.
Got some tickets to give away to see Bad Flower at the Ryman Auditorium on October 22nd. Be caller number 3, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see Bad Flower at the Ryman Auditorium on October the 22nd. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and Will Levis. Chip from Mount Juliet. Levis seems stiff and mechanical in there. I'm not sure he can ever relax. Looks very nervous. It's almost like he's on a continuous adrenaline rush. We have got a lot of texts today about like the difference between Levis and Rudolph in the pocket. Like there wasn't that many chances to really look at it in terms of, I mean, he dropped back to pass 17 times, completed 9 passes. Did you notice a big difference in pocket presence, pocket awareness in Rudolph and Levis?
I don't know. Yeah, like you said, I mean, last night just, first of all, they didn't even really let Rudolph throw a lot. But I thought, you know, he stood in there and looked good scanning the field. He's, you know, he's a professional quarterback who's been in this league a long time, and it's nothing that surprised me. He was solid. I think that's a good point from Chip on the stiff, mechanical, nervous. And that kind of goes with what I was talking about earlier. It's like, and maybe that's the answer, is last year he's a rookie, he's a second-round rookie, and it's kind of like, okay, nothing to lose. Go out there, you get a few games, and you play. And he played pretty well. So then this year it's like, now this is the year. You can prove it. You have the opportunity. This is your chance to make yourself a franchise quarterback. I mean, look, I mean, Will Levis is not going to struggle for money. I hope that Mayo money is sweet, you know.
Sure.
I hope. But like, you're talking about generational money if you get the big quarterback deal. I mean, like, you changes your family. Like it's so, like, you can't not think about that.
Right.
Even if you're focused on, nope, I'm focused on the craft and the team and the film and all that stuff. Like, I must wonder if just the overall pressure of the situation is making him press and seem like that. Because I agree, he seems more nervous, less relaxed than last year. And, of course, he's way more mistake-prone. What do you got? What are you laughing about?
Well, people have started coming in with nicknames. So there's Canning for Manning for 2 years from now. And David says melting into lava for Iamaliava.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I kind of like that. Melting in the lava for Iamaliava.
Yeah, the manure for Shadur. I don't know. A few people have thrown that out there. Not, I don't know, man.
Play like manure for Shadur.
I mean, Brian and Maddie have both thrown that. Yeah, I don't hate it. But, yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it. Melting the lava for Iamaliava is actually
pretty good.
Pretty freaking great.
It's pretty awesome. Anyway, on the Rudolph front, look, I'll be interested to see. Let's say there's a situation where Levis gets dinged up again in a game and Rudolph has to play again, which you hope doesn't happen, but let's say it does. I mean, in most NFL games, and certainly most games the Titans are going to play on their schedule, they're not going to be going up against an offense as inept as that one last night was with Tyler Huntley in Miami. I mean, they could do anything. And look, credit to the Titans defense. Titans defense played well in that game. But, I mean, it was pretty clear that they were struggling on the offensive side. So, like, Rudolph, Levis, whoever's a quarterback for the Titans, is going to be asked to do more than they were asked to do last night. Although I'm with you, like, last night was a pretty good example of – you just got to keep feeding those backs. Like, you got to find a way to get those backs the football. It takes so much pressure off your offensive line. And they didn't run the ball great last night, but they ran it well enough, and they finally broke the big one with Pollard, the 41-yarder or whatever it was, to set up the Spears touchdown. Like, your running game has to be a big part of what you do offensively to try to help your quarterback. And they got it in the first half against Chicago. It was okay at times against the Jets. It was non-existent against the Packers. You got to find a way to be a little bit more consistent in the running game if you're the Titans. Having said that, like you're going to be asked to do more than the Titans quarterbacks were asked to do last night. So if it's a full game of Mason Rudolph, like what does that look like against Indianapolis? And Levis, after the bye here, can you actually be productive during this time? Because everybody, Brian Callahan's talked about it. Well, we got to be better. We got to coach him better. We got to sit there and eliminate some of these mistakes. And they keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and yet the same mistakes keep popping up every week. So is this finally the time? And we see this happen sometimes. It was interesting. Brett Kern was on yesterday with Chase and Big Joe, and he talked about like when he joined the Titans, he was with the Broncos. The Titans got destroyed 59-0 by Tom Brady in New England, and he joined the team right after that. It was in the middle of their bye week. And from that point, when they were 0-6 on, I think they went 8-2. So the bye week, they clearly figured some stuff out, did some self-scouting, and changed some things up. Like, can you use this time where you're off, if you're the Titans, wisely? And specifically with Levis, like, can you actually learn from this and start to, whatever you're seeing in film, whatever coaching points you have, can you take that from the room to the field? Because he's not been able to do it at this point. And now's the time where you have to see him do that. You have to.
Yeah, like there's self-scouting. You have the extra time. Who do the Colts have this week?
The Colts play this week. Jacksonville, I believe.
Okay, so you got a division game. So you can do extra.
They do, Jacksonville.
Extra preparation on the Colts defense.
By the way, on the road at Jacksonville, which I believe they have not won since 2014 down there. One of the weirdest stats in the league.
That's right. Remember that Wentz finale where it's like a foregone conclusion they were going to win. That was a toughie for the Colts. Sorry, Colts. Sorry, Indy Ben, if you're listening. Sorry about your quarterback getting hurt, too, if you're listening. But you got time to scout the Colts extra, scout yourself extra. I still think, though, it's like the biggest thing is can you clear your head and just go out there and, I don't know. Like, I think that's it's like be more relaxed.
Yeah.
Just because, it's so much of like going through your progression, seeing the field, seeing someone dropping. It's like there's just a pressing thing that seems to be
going on. Feels a little panicky. Like he feels a little panicky out there sometimes. And like even last night on the turnover, it's like you see the blitz coming, you're like, I got to get rid of it. And you just throw it. And it's like, well, you got to see where you're throwing the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he had like the 20-yarder, which was good. I mean, he read the coverage. Yep. He found the hole in the zone. It was Hopkins, right? Yep. That was great.
Yep.
So, good job. There was a good play.
Well,
see?
Like on the interception, I don't know how – I mean, as big as that guy was, I don't know how he's – I think Hopkins was behind him. I don't know how he saw Hopkins. Like, I don't even know – I mean, you know where he's going, obviously. Yeah. You know the play.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how he saw him. That guy's huge. Just threw it right to him.
Those plays like that often, like, look so surprising, though, when you see – you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, how did you know? But when you're locked in and it's in your head and you're going there, and if you did not anticipate that particular drop
– it's just predetermination of where you're going.
Right, exactly.
Right. Which can be a problem.
Can be. And has been.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Chase McCabe, our fearless leader. Stinko for Nico. A lot of possibilities with Nico. I mean, it's not as good as the falling in the lava for Imaliava. But
win fewer for Ewers is not bad.
It's not bad either. A lot of things
Stinko
you can do.
For Nico?
It's hard to come up with one for Carson Beck. Like, we're going to get pretty creative on that. Like, is there a Carson one you can tie into? I don't know.
Play like Dreck for Beck?
Sure. Is that the leader in the clubhouse right now for that?
I think we can do better than that.
615. We're not doing this. 1025 is our phone number. A lot more of your thoughts to get to. Titans win last night 31-12. Get to 1-3 before the bye week. Taking your thoughts on that. Taking your thoughts on the quarterback. Is controversy the right word? Is it a controversy?
It's a discussion.
When the coach says that the quarterback is starting the next game?
We are irresponsible media.
Yes.
Creating a controversy.
Dilemma.
No, it's a discussion.
All right.
Dilemma? Okay.
We'll continue the discussion next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz. It is always about great service. You're being inundated with puns now. So we've done that.
Yeah, my man Kyle Tucker listens. I think he drives the kids to school, and so then he was stuck in traffic. So he sent me a bunch of these. I can't read what he had for Milroe. Play like a, I can't say that. But I will say, we had not entertained the Ole Miss quarterback. Now, rough week for him.
It was.
Rough week for him.
Yeah.
You know, but Kentucky, they blew up the offensive line. I mean, he's a talented guy.
I think I might know where this is going.
How about Sharper Dart? As Paul Karski said, I'm just getting started here. I don't even remember what he was talking about then, but we cannot let him forget that. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
A lot of wreck for Beck.
Yep. A lot of wreck. Arson for Carson.
Arson for Carson. Okay. All right. Okay. Indy Ben has weighed in.
Indy Ben has weighed in.
Oh, Indy. I knew you were listening. Says, hate listening.
I'd be more concerned with your own quarterback and Levis there, Joe.
Oh, my quarterback.
It's okay. Indy will still handle business against the Titans with their backup quarterback, just like they did both meetings last year, if it comes to that. This is from Indy Ben on the text line.
Shut up, Indy Ben. Leave my quarterback alone and leave my team alone. We're going to beat you, Indy Ben.
Need the T.O. drop with like Rex Rowe's face over the top of it. DJ Burnside, if you could. With Rex Rowe, that's my quarterback, with Will Levis in there.
That's
my quarterback, man.
At this point, the way the conversation's going, I may be the last person on the island at some point. Hey, Indy Ben, good luck to your team. Good.
I mean, Richardson doesn't sound like he's hurt that bad, so I think he's going to be probably back in there.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. So we'll see. Richardson Levis.
Yeah.
I'd rather see Richardson Levis than Flacco Rudolph, let me tell you.
I would too.
I don't care if they both turn it over 8 times and blow up, you know, spontaneously combust on the field. I would rather see that than Flacco Rudolph.
I mean, it was a Titans-Colts game where, you know, the Nissan Stadium, the field was set on fire. That could have a chance to really be applicable in a couple weeks if it's Levis Richardson. You could see some wild turnovers in that game.
You could.
I'm just saying.
And you might see some incredible deep throws for touchdowns. Who knows?
You might see it.
At least it'll be unpredictable.
I would, if I had to assign a percentage to it, Joe, and you tell me whether or not I'm crazy. We've had a lot of reaction today. We've done our best to see as much of it as we can. I would say 70% still on the Will Levis. Let's start Will Levis train. 70% is the percentage I'm assigning to it.
That probably sounds about right. I think it should be higher than that. But look, I know some people are like I spend money. I don't care if we win 13-9. I want to win. I don't want to follow a losing team this year, and I feel like Mason Rudolph gives us a better chance to win. If you feel that way, I'm not arguing with you.
That's fine.
Like, I could certainly make the case that game managing your way through a season or going with the Levis experience, you're going to have more wins. I just don't think you're going to have enough anyway in either case. So 30%, yeah, that might be. I might.
That's my rough guesstimate, just based on the reaction that we've gotten specifically on this program.
I think it should be about 90-10. But you may be closer to right than 90-10.
Well, look, Levis is going to start. It's hard for me to believe that like he was just totally unable to go last night. Like, if it was a playoff game, would he have been back in there? My guess is probably yeah. And I think Callahan's answer to that kind of in the post-game press conference kind of alluded to that. Like, you didn't want to put him back out there. The bye week's coming up. You got to basically protect your quarterback moving forward. So I get it. Like, I get why they didn't put him back in there. I would assume with a couple of weeks off now, he'll be ready to go by the time the Colts game comes around.
I mean, it's kind of a handy situation. You know, Kyle from Shelbyville way earlier in the show was like, I think that he was fine to go back in, and they just didn't want him to go back in. I don't think that's it. I mean, he was in pain. He went in the injury tent. Like, there's pretty clear evidence that he was in some pain. But it's like, if Levis was playing great and they were in that game, you know, the same injury, and they were in a game, and let's say they were playing like Tua and the Dolphins, would you go back to him despite the pain? Maybe.
Right.
It turns out to be a little bit of a convenient, okay, you're banged up, let's not mess with that. Also, you can take a breath and watch Mason, and like, maybe this will help you some.
Right.
You know? So,
like, hey, Will, you see how he's not throwing the ball to the other team?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to do that?
Yeah. And yeah, there is. Like, again, Rudolph was not great last night by any means.
Right.
But there's a little difference in, I'd say, calmness. And
that's fair.
Looking at the field,
it's my
that
team.
You can learn from a little bit.
We'll it's get my to quarterback.
You. There we go. Nice.
Really one of the all-timers. It's really underrated. It doesn't get played enough.
Was he talking about Donovan McNabb or Jeff Garcia?
He's talking about Romo.
Oh, God, that was about Romo.
Yeah.
So many quarterbacks. Okay. Man, I'm totally off.
Yeah.
I thought he was either in Philly or San Fran for that. All right, never mind.
I'm pretty sure it's Romo.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like early Romo. Yeah.
So that was like before like Dak Romo took Romo's
dating
job.
Jessica Simpson Romo. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man, blast from the past.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great, regardless, it's a great clip.
It is.
And I'm glad we were able to get to it on the program today.
I'm glad we were too. Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe I am being a little unreasonable on the Levis part of this in terms of my patience level with him. But every now and then, like, you catch yourself watching him play and you want to, you know, I don't have any hair, so it's hard for me to feel this way. But you want to pull your hair out. Like, it's that interception last night, I came out of my seat. I'm sitting there in my den just watching the game, and he threw that pick, and I literally came out of my chair and was like, I can't believe that we're doing this again on the first drive. It's like, oh, all right, good start, guys, immediately with an interception. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it started so well for a couple plays. No, it's just, look, the reaction, yeah, I got texts from a few different people immediately after that, like, he's just bad. And so, yeah. So I get it. Like, it's just right now, at this point, it's rough. It's three games and two possessions, and it's rough. That said, I've got more runway, in my opinion. If I'm getting control, well, I've got more runway.
But I think the Titans share your opinion.
Yeah.
Again, like me, I fully recognize that my position is not the way that the organization feels. Like, I'm getting pretty close to being out on the kid. And maybe that's unfair, but that's where I'm at. Like, I'm pretty close to being out on the kid. We got to start seeing some improvement. And the question is how much? Like, what's it going to take from where he is now? Forget the preseason expectations. Forget what you thought he was heading into the year. From where he is now, where does he have to get to? But look, I'll be frank with you. I don't think there is a realistic scenario this year where you know that he's the guy at the end of the year. Like, we're already too deep in where it's been this bad. Where I don't think there's a realistic scenario where you get to the end of the season and you're like, yep, that's our franchise quarterback. Is there a scenario where you're not convinced that he's not? Sure. But what does he have to do from now until the end of the year for you to feel good about the way it's going?
I will say, and I'm not comparing them at all or anything, but like the Jordan Love thing even was last year too. I know
Jordan Love was never close to this bad.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't terrible. But, like, at some point around this time last season, you probably, if someone said they're going to give him the huge deal, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, for sure.
And then at the end of the year, you're like, yeah, please do.
Right.
So, basically, the answer is play awesome.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like,
I mean, I'll play awesome for several weeks in a row.
He had a 9-week stretch last year where he was the best quarterback in the league.
Right. Not anticipating that from Will Levis.
Is that realistic? Like, that's why I say realistic. Is that realistic for Will Levis? It's hard for me to get there.
So if Will Levis, we have seen him in the NFL play games where I would say, yeah, really, it's two games. His first game, and it was just sort of, some of it was just like, heave it up there, and Hopkins has a really crafty OPI, and you get a TD, and oh, now he's wide open. Again, the one where he's drifting to the right and throws back left to NWI was an absurd throw.
Sure.
So have games like that. Have some fourth quarter, 2-minute drives like you had in Miami last year. Have some of those. And then also don't turn it over.
Well,
is that realistic? Again, we've seen two games where he was that good, but right now it doesn't feel realistic because of how poorly he's played.
Well, we're now two games where he's played that well and done that out of 13. Not that all 13 have been the same, because like there has been some middle ground. Like he had some games last year where he wasn't necessarily good, but he wasn't, you know, horrible. There's been a lot of horrible so far this year. So there's been some middle ground. But we're 13 games into his career at this point, and we keep coming back to the same two games. And it starts to make you wonder, okay, well, are those two games more the outlier than they are what the expectation should be? Like, you know, I don't know. We're 13 games in, and we keep pointing back to two games for
right.
Will Levis.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon says, Robbie, you don't think there's been any improvement? I understand the constant mistakes, but say he hasn't made any improvements as a stretch. I would say, Brandon, he's regressed.
Yeah, what are you talking
about? We're talking about where games is he improved? Last year. Yeah, where are you seeing the improvement?
I'm legitimately asking, like, where do you think the improvement
is? It's not showing up on the field. I'm sure he's made strides, like, in terms of understanding, you know, this offense, defenses, all that stuff. You talking through things before games, you know, he's worked on his footwork, all that stuff. But, like, we're not seeing the product
right
on Sundays. So, no.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Your final thoughts on the Titans and the Dolphins from last night, the quarterback situation that the Titans now find themselves in as well. All that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning. I do believe congratulations are in order. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who as of this morning, or as of late last night, the only winless team remaining in the National Football League. Way to go, Jacksonville. You got your head coach up there getting surprised by being asked about his job status in year three starting 0-4. Pretty interesting from
Doug I missed Peterson that. The other day.
Yeah, he got asked about it after the game. He's like, what do you think about your job status? He's like, it's kind of a strange question. Like, really? You're 0-4 and you're in year three. It ain't that strange of a question.
Yeah. It's the NFL. I mean,
by the way, they just paid the quarterback $250 million, so they're certainly not going to blame him. They're going to blame you. So I hope you know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, somehow won the division, somehow won a playoff game. They did do both things.
They did.
But, yeah, it moves fast, the NFL. Life comes at you fast.
Doug. So the Titans.
Titans, not in last
separated
place.
Themselves. Not in last
third
place.
Third place.
Got a big game with Indy coming up, regardless of how it goes with Indy this week. Going to be a big game for the Titans coming up at Nissan Stadium. You've guaranteed yourself a big game against the Colts. That's good to see last night.
When's the last time they beat the Colts then?
Well, they got swept last year. They beat them, I think, once the year before, didn't they?
They split with them in 22.
I believe so. Yeah. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, so they had a good run. Ray Rob had a little stretch there, you know, of beating the Colts, but got to see if they can get back to that.
Ben on the text line, furthering these conversations about the quarterback is exactly what needed to happen. Therefore, last night was a great win for the franchise, and icing on the cake is getting the actual win, which would normally be the cake itself. So I guess the further evaluation of Will Levis that we've had today. Great for the franchise. This is from Ben.
Okay.
I like it.
It's better to win than to not.
It is. It is better to win than to not.
Unless you're tanking.
So does Will Levis get credit for the win last night?
He does.
Look at him.
That's his dub, man. Mm. It's not like you know, baseball where you got to go five innings. If you give up four runs and only get one out in the first, but you scored five.
Yeah,
you get the win as the pitcher. So Will Levis is 2-0 against the Dolphins. How about that? He owns the Dolphins.
That's kind of incredible. Like, we can't look at that and be like, yeah, I don't know if we need to give Will Levis the win here. Like, Mason Rudolph played 97% of the game.
Hey, but some people want wins to be a QB stat.
They do.
So
they do.
Will Levis, a winning quarterback last night. There you go. That's how much of a QB stat it is.
That's pretty wild. It really is. Other parts of the game we hadn't talked about a whole lot today. They did get the win, number one. I thought Tavondre Sweat was great last night. And there's a lot of film coming out on him this morning. You know, Ballinger's breaking it down, seeing a couple other guys breaking it down too. Like, Sweat was really, really good last night. And, Joe, I think, first off, you know, they were playing Tyler Huntley at quarterback, so it's not like there was a legitimate passing threat to be afraid of. But the fact that Sweat played that well, number one, four games into his career, but number two, did so without Jeffrey Simmons, I think is really encouraging on the Tavondre Sweat front from what we saw last night. Really good stuff from him.
Yeah, and I agree, he was outstanding. You know, you're talking about, by the way, they're in Miami. Hot.
Humid.
Big, big guy. I mean, those guys are on the broadcast. Riddick was saying, you know, he's every bit of 360. And to move like that, make the plays he did, again, it's like, if you want to talk about where this team could be good, you want to see some games where it's like Simmons and Sweat together are such a problem for teams that, like, everything else they're trying to do gets disrupted. I mean, I've always thought that was sort of the potential superpower of this team. So we'll see if that materializes. I would assume that Jeff would be fine for the next game, you would think, with this extra time.
Yep. You would think so. Let me ask you this on the Titans defensive front. This is now two of the four games that they've played where they have totally shut down the opposition. You know, Chicago, obviously, they held them to 150 yards. And then last night with Tyler Huntley being the quarterback, really good stuff from the Titans defense. You have the Jets game where I thought they played fine. They were good in that game. And they got torched by Malik and the Packers. You know, the numbers are going to say after 4 weeks that the Titans have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Do they? Like, do you buy that this is a top five, top 10, whatever number you want to throw out there, defense in the league?
Top half? I'll buy top half. I mean, could I buy top 10? Maybe. But yeah, like last night is going to just skew the numbers so much, right? Just playing a team that can't play legitimate professional football because they don't trust their quarterback to throw it downfield. I mean, they got it just. I mean, he's 14 for 22 for 96, but it just that's just skews the numbers. They've been good, you know. Obviously, you have the Jets game where that was good. They were good. Now I just watched the Jets lose to Bo Nix and his 60 yards of passing, so I guess you could take everything and put a grain of salt on it. They were bad against the Packers. They should have been able to handle that matchup, tackle, not let Malik Willis torch them. So I think the ingredients are there, though. Like, are they going to get Awuzie back, and is he going to be able to stay healthy? I really like Diggs and how he's playing. I mean, Diggs is a good pickup. Sweat right now looks like a good pick. I think Murray and Jones, pretty good inside. I think they're obviously – and Landry gets another sack last night. He's a great player. They really miss – they need something else across from Landry other than Arden Key, and they don't have it, and that's not great.
Yes.
That's so true. It's so not great. You muted yourself there?
I did.
So I think they're a good defense. I think there's potential there, starting with Simmons and Sweat, for it to be a top 10-ish defense.
If Arden Key keeps running when he picks up that backward pass, do they blow the play dead?
You know, that's a great question. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I think you may be right. Like, the whistle definitely come after
He had the ball for 4 seconds.
He basically allowed the whistle to blow.
Yeah.
Now, and if he keeps going and they don't blow the whistle, then that is just a touchdown. It's a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, granted, it's either a live ball or it's not. So if you're the ref, don't blow the whistle. Just stand there, and eventually he'll figure it out. Like, oh, I guess I need to keep going. But yeah, like
the way he reacted was like there was a whistle. I know
I didn't hear one.
Yeah.
Until after he had the ball.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean there wasn't one. I did not hear one.
So that's a miscue. Also, I don't know. Someone asked, and I didn't hear anybody ask Brian Callahan this, but you know, Levis got the first down on the play that hurt himself. And then they punt on fourth and like a half yard. Like, all of that was like, you, first of all, like, you have to challenge that. Some people, like, I know spot challenges often don't work. That one would have worked. It was
clear.
Clear. It was like,
I can't believe they missed the call to begin with.
Right.
Shout out to DJ Burnside for the Photoshop of Joe Rexroad on T.O. That's my quarterback. I'll have to use that one moving forward. Good stuff.
Thank you, DJ.
Yep.
Don't pay that guy enough.
Lot of reaction today on the program. Number one, we really appreciate you guys joining us and listening this morning. Lots to react to throughout the day. We will have you covered all day long here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. The Titans pick up their first win of the year. Enjoy it, Titans fans. You've earned it.
Don't sharp for dirt.
Now you got 2 weeks to sit on it when the Colts come in. That does it for us. Chase and Big Joe up next. This is 102.5, 106.3 The Game.